Blog Talk Radio.
Upon me. Because God, nobody knows us better than you, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God. Oh God, for your keeping power throughout this day up until now, God. You just showing yourself mighty and your miracles in our lives, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Nobody loves me better than you. Nobody knows me better than you. Because you are the one, oh God, that created us and knows all about us, oh God. Father God, you are King. You are Lord. You are God, oh God. And God, you created us to praise you. And God, we came, oh God, before you, oh God, with praise and thanksgiving and honoring you, oh God. Oh God, you are our God, oh God. Oh God, we love you. We love you, God. We love you, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch us in every area, Lord God, that we need it, God. Oh, Father God, whether it's sickness or health, bad health, oh, God, whether it's children, oh, God, or whatever finances, oh, God, we may be facing, God. We know, God, that you can do anything if we keep the faith in you, Lord God, because no one knows us better than you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, touch your children tonight, God, that they may be touched by the word, God, because your word, oh, God, draws us closer and closer to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your everlasting love, oh, God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You are God. You are God. And, Father God, touch all those, oh, God, that are elderly and sick in nursing homes and homes and hospital rooms. And, oh, God, oh, Father God, Lord, touch Syria tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, where little children, oh, God, oh, God, burn and, oh, God, a torch, God. Oh, they are running for places to hide, oh, God. Lord, all across this world, oh, God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray, oh, Father God, for everyone. These are your children, oh, God. Oh, God, you're going to have no respect to one. They are all yours, God. And, Father, we pray for them in whatever state they're in, God. Lord God, that they're going to be provided for in the way that you, oh God, has planned for them to be provided for, oh God. Oh, Father God, that someone somewhere, oh God, will come running saying, what must I do to be saved, oh God? We pray for salvation all across this land, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your people will open up their hearts, oh God, and receive you, oh God, as their Lord and Savior and God, oh God. It would be their desire to serve you, oh God. Touch every man, woman, boy, or child. God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, spread your love, oh, God. Oh, the Holy Spirit, go in, oh, God, and heal some sick body today, oh, God. Lord, let them have faith, oh, God, that you're going to do it, God. You're going to do it, God, in the name of Jesus, because you can do anything but fail, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for healing every hurt, all behind prison walls, oh, God. Touch men and women that they'll be drawn to you, oh God. We pray for deliverance, oh God. Deliverance off of drugs and all kinds of drugs, oh God. That son and that daughter, God. That mother and that father. That husband and that wife, oh God. We pray in the night for them, oh God. For deliverance, oh God. By the healing blood that you have oh God, shed, oh God. Lord God, it's going to flow through someone and heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you do, God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord, that there is no other God besides you, oh God. You, oh God, Father God, yes, Lord God, we can depend on you, oh God. And Lord God, we can, oh God, direct others to you, oh God. And Lord, because your way is the right way, oh God. And Lord God, you told us to lean not to our own understanding, oh God, but oh Father God, oh God, follow, oh God, according to your will, oh God. Oh Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, oh God, your way is the right way, oh God. And we choose that way, oh God. We choose that way that is right, oh God. Oh Father God, oh God, because there's blessings in that way. There's, oh God, healing in that way, oh God, the right way. The path, oh God, to righteousness, you say, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for it tonight, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord God. You said, oh, Father God, oh, God, oh, God, to call upon you, and you will answer, God. You will show us great and mighty things, things that we know not of, God. Yes, God, and we thank you, Lord God. You are steady showing us. You are steady revealing yourself to us every day, God. Every day you are steady showing yourself mightily, oh, God, in our behalf, because you have loved us, oh, God. You made this God. Oh, Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we come with thanksgiving, thanksgiving in our hearts, oh, God. Yes, Lord God. We meditate upon you, oh, God, day and night, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to Jesus. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Well, praise God, you are listening to God's Favorites Ministry coming to you live on Block Talk tonight. Have you lost a loved one, son, a daughter, to drugs, or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, so forth, or whatever you may be going through? You may be fighting with some kind of sickness. You might be fighting with a marital problem. Whatever you may be facing tonight in your life, oh, praise God, God's favorites are here reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. We want to reach out to you in any and every way that you hurt and let you know what Jesus said. Jesus said, come unto me in Matthew 11 and 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. God will lift the burdens from you. God will, yes, he will. Our Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And he will take away the pain, the burden, those things that tries to easily beset us, those things that tries to set a snare to stop us, those things, yes, that tries to stop us and freeze us up in our tracks, to cause us to have fear and doubt God. But God, we are standing tonight, God, in your will and your purpose, oh God, that your will be done. Praise God. Yes, the devil has all kind of plans, but God, you have the right plan for us, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, we thank you, Lord God, that his plans are just going to fall. Yes, they're going to fall. Yes, Lord God. And his plans will not succeed. God, oh God, we rest in you and we believe in you. Yes, Lord, for all of your people. All of your people, God, as they trust in you, as they believe upon you, Lord God. Oh God, for that husband, oh God. Oh, for that son, oh God. That mother for that son, oh God. Oh, Father God, touch our prison list tonight, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch all those that have made mistakes to land behind prison walls. God, draw them close to you, oh God, tonight, oh God, where, oh God, wherever they may be, oh God. Father, draw some young man or some woman close to you tonight behind prison walls. And, Lord, they'll give all to you, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you and we give you praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just remember, if you don't get a chance to hear our program tonight, you can always get us on Facebook or Twitter. Praise God. Oh, you pull us up on Block Talk. Praise God. God's Favorites Ministry will come up. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are so thankful for everyone that listens to this program, no matter where you are, where you may be listening, or what time you may be listening. Praise God. We are just so glad that you tuned in and listen in to our program. We pray that it be a blessing to you, that you will tell someone else to tune in to God's Favorites Ministry. Praise God. Thank you. Well, at this time, I have my co-host here, Minister Peggy Biden. I'm going to let her come forth, and then I'll be right back. Minister Peggy.
Well, thank you. This is the Lord's Day, and we're here as God's Favorite Radio Program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. For Block Talk Radio, that number, is area code, is 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. And if you'd like to give a praise report or would like to request prayer, just press 1 and it will come up and we will see on the computer where we'll be able to talk with you and minister to you and also let the world know that you have a need that they need to help you pray on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. until 8. Isn't that wonderful? And on Friday night at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, the part of the Ministry of God's Favorites, call this number again on Friday nights at 8 p.m., area code 714-409-0578, and you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's words. And we would love to know that you would like to hear our program over and over. Just go ahead and go on Facebook and Twitter, and you will be able to find God's Favorite Ministry there. And you can take and listen to the messages on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 8. Tonight we have some prayer requests, and it's for people that has eye problems. Yes, some people are facing surgery. Some people are facing the dilemma of cataracts and also diabetic that's having problems with their eyes getting cloudy. We need to pray, especially for those people that has eye problems. Also for heart diseases. Yes. Many finds out, young children find out that they have heart trouble. For cancer. And children without parents. Children without parents that's running around the street, homeless children, don't know what to do, yet they try to strive to make it. We need to pray for those children. Children that's behind bars. They're punished as adults. And it's terrible. Juvenile court and everything else. We need to pray for those things. But God gave us something to pray about every day. Just think about it. And we can get answers. Don't forget our people that is grieving. A friend of mine today told me that she lost her brother-in-law last night. Her brother-in-law passed away. He was just 70 years old. But we just want to take and pray for her sister. Want to keep her up in prayer. And her family, missionaries, we need to keep praying for our missionaries that's out there in this world, just giving the hope and the message of Christ being there for us. Remember to pray for your city. Remember to pray for your government. Remember to pray over things that God wants us to pray over, and we know God doesn't only watch our words, but our actions also. Faith without words is dead. When a believer prays for another by laying on hands and the anointing is transferred to that person receiving prayer, is that faith has person to believe. Believe in what God wants you to give. He gave us several faith tools, such as the power of agreeing, anointing prayer cloth, agreeing as touching anything will enable us to send the word and speak the word in the manner that Christ, our example, has given us. When your faith is stirred, use the various biblical methods too, various biblical methods to minister to those in need. Always remember, just today, I have a praise report to give you. The lady that I'm helping with down the block, just 6 or 8 houses away from me, go and give her medicine every day, that she takes it, that she does not. She has dementia. But you know what? God can heal her. And she asked me today, right out the clear blue sky, she says, would you pray with me? And I looked at her and I said, yes, I will pray with you. And as we prayed, that burden lifted off of her. And as she repeated the prayer herself of the Lord's Prayer, you could tell a release was coming to her spirit. Isn't that wonderful that we can just say, God is good. God is going to carry us through. You know, reach out to others. You would believe that God would give us a sign. And he does. Just think. A reminder is, this is not automatic. It says, I'm personally responsible. So you are responsible for your friend, for your confidence in Christ. You are responsible to give the word unto those who would receive it. And even if you just repeat the 23rd Psalm to them, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm waters. He gives me new strength. He leads me on paths that are right for the good of his name. Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid, because you are with me. Your rod and your walking stick comforts me. You prepare me a meal for me in the front of my enemies. You pour oil on my head, and you fill my cup to overflowing. Surely your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that a wonderful promise? That we will live in his house with him forever. God knows best. So share something good with a friend today. Share something good with someone that you don't even know. A stranger. Make friends. And just take and say God loves you to them. It helps. It strengthens the soul. And it will strengthen you. Thank you again for listening to God's Favorites on Sunday nights and on Friday nights. Sunday nights at 7 and Victorious Living on Friday at 8 p.m. Just remember, always listen to God's Word. It will help you. Again, that number for Block Talk Radio, for God's Favorite and Victorious Living, is area code 714-409-0578. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for carrying on God's Word. We remember you in prayer. You remember us in prayer. Share the love of Christ with someone this week. And remember, God loves you just the way you are. Reverend Pastor Vivian George.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. My title tonight is Jesus Said, Follow Me. Jesus says, follow me. Praise God. And we're going to go to the book of Matthew 4 and 19. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is going to be our main scripture. We may, if we have time, we may revert back to Matthew 4 and 19. But right now we're going to read, starting at Matthew 4 and 19. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left there, and all of this is, when I put emphasis, is underlined it in my Bible, follow their nets, and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Jesus is saying to us still today to follow him, the greatest call of all, that it is the greatest call of all. Praise God. Jesus wants us to follow him. Sometimes we are following after the wrong thing sometimes, but praise God. Hallelujah. And when we follow after other things, sometimes we have a tendency to run into some problems. And we wonder, what happened? What? Why? How did I get myself into this fix, into this mess? Why am I in this situation? You don't understand why you're in this situation. But there is a purpose and a reason for everything, the Bible say, under the sun, praise God. Just like Jesus called the four fishermen, he is calling us today. Amen. Are we obeying the call? Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus is calling us to be his disciples, just like he called the fishermen. Praise God.
Let's look at another passage before I go on. Matthew 19 and 21 said, Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, that thou have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. Now, God love for us to have things, but he does not want us to worship things, because he is the only one that desires to be worshipped. Praise God. Again, Jesus asked us to follow him. He told them to give all that they have and give up all that they had to follow him. Now, this is not meaning for us to give up everything that we have, because God knows that he has blessed us with a roof over our head. He has blessed us with food. He has blessed us with families. But if he asks you to leave it, he's just saying, if I ask you to leave that, then are you willing to give all to follow me? He will not cause you to give up a roof over your head. And God wants us to be blessed with all these things down here, but just don't worship it. He has blessed us with it so that we can be comfortable in them. Praise God. He wouldn't have given it to us. But if these things mean more to us than Jesus, then we need to give them up. Simple as that. If things down here on this earth means more to us than Jesus, then we need to check ourselves. Praise God. Sometimes we allow family, friends, and things to get in our way. Sometimes we worship family. We love a family member somewhere. We can see nothing but that person in our eyes. These things can be a hindrance to our growth in the Word. Praise God. We need this Word to strengthen us and to make us whole, to wash us clean. The Word, the Bible says, the Word washes us and it cleanses us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want this Word. We want God's Word in our lives. Go to another scripture, Mark 2 and 14. Mark 2 and 14 reads as thus, and as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of customs, and said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. Now, I want you to take great note as I say follow. These people immediately, as I said, we will revert back to Matthew just in a moment, but I'm trying to show you that when Jesus calls us, how we are to respond to him. Such a thought. Do you respond to Jesus in that way? Levi didn't take no time when Jesus spoke. He got up and followed him. Think about it. We move. Do we move instantly when God is speaking to us? Do we hear him? Are we slowful? Are we rebellious? Sometimes we have to ask, is it God? We don't even know God's voice because we are not walking close enough to him. We are allowing other things to jump in front of us. And these things sometimes can cause a snare in our lives. Praise God. Look at another scripture. John chapter 1, 43 through 51. Jesus calls again. Jesus called Philip and Nathanael. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find him Philip, and said unto him, follow me. You know, when I read the Bible and I hear that, I hear Jesus speaking to me too. He say, follow me. just like he spoke to them, the word is supposed to be speaking to us now. Follow me. And in my heart, I'm saying yes every day. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Follow me. Praise God. Jesus has that whisper sound voice calling us every day to do his will. Praise God. And Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip finding Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said unto him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said unto him, "Come and see." See, even though Jesus has called, he went and told others, and he told them to come and see this Jesus that they thought they had lost. Then they wanted to know, could any good thing come out of Nazareth? When you live up in the high, lofty places up there in the rich, you think something good could come out of someone down low. God don't have no respect to a person. Praise God. God is calling us every day from every background. Every call or every cry from the four corners of this earth, God is calling. Praise God. He is calling them unto him, saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Praise God. There is a command to us from Jesus, and that command is to come. Praise God. Come on to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel and compel them, men and women, boy and girl, to turn to Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is a clarion call. Yes, there is a call for us to come. Come to Jesus. Come and follow him so that we can do the work that he has prepared for us. If we are his sheep, he said that we are his sheep, we hear his voice and we follow him. Praise God. We don't want to be like Peter when it got time for him to own up to who Jesus was. What did Peter do? You know, Peter stood afar off and he denied Jesus. He said, "I don't know him." Are you denying Jesus today, or are you following Jesus today? Are you going to follow him as he has called us to do, or are you going to stand back in the shadows and watch everybody else? Praise God. Hallelujah. Peter stood afar off, and they asked him, did he know Jesus? Peter said, "I don't know him." Praise God. What an awesome thing to do. People are still denying Christ today. They still saying, "I don't know him. I don't want him." It hurts when you hear somebody say, "I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God." You want to tell them about Jesus because God has invested that in you. Let's look at one other scripture, Ephesians 5 and 1. And Ephesians 5 and 1 says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." He told us to be followers as his dear children. That is a command. And when we follow him, we're walking in love. Praise God. Verse 2 says that. "And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor." Jesus wants us to walk
after him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What is he saying? Is we to follow the word, which is Jesus. The map he has left to us to go by. Then we are obeying God, and we are following him, because his word will lead us into all truth. Praise God. The word is truth. Praise God. I think I have one more scripture here over in Kings. Praise God. Yes, 1 Kings 18 and 21 says, praise God. Hallelujah. You know I love to search the scriptures. Pray. 18 and 21 said, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Elijah taught them, whatever you're going to follow, you're going to follow. But follow God. Follow God. Praise God. And this was a very touching word there. In Jeremiah, he said, who are you going to follow? As far as me and my household, we're going to serve God. We have to make a choice, what I'm saying. You all don't know who you want. If you don't know, he was saying to, if you don't know who you want to follow, follow God. Make a decision. Make a decision of who you're going to follow. God wants us to follow him so that he can use us for his glory. He wants us to follow him so that we can be used to tear down the strongholds of the enemy. Praise God. God wants to use us to follow him so that we can be used by the Spirit to operate through us, so that the Spirit can operate through us to heal the sick. He wants us to do the same things that he did. He told us that he wants us to do the things to follow in his steps. This is why he placed his Spirit on the inside of us. Praise God. We are his workers here in the kingdom. Praise God. He wants us to use. He wants to use us as servants to serve in every capacity he needs us to be used. Follow him so that we can be used to encourage others to follow Christ. Praise God. We can encourage others. God uses us in so many ways. Jesus has much work to be done here as we are used to carry out his plan. There is much work to be done here in this land. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go back now to Matthew, as I said. Back to Matthew chapter 4 and 19. Here I pointed out to you four fishermen. There were just four right there. Then I went over to another passage, and then he called some more. I am just what I'm saying here to you. He is just not calling one, but he's calling many. He's calling all of us today. And as I read that passage, praise God, hallelujah, it excited me. Because he called there four fishermen. No matter what position that you are in or who you are, whether you are wealthy or poor, Jesus is calling. Again, as I read tonight, he called the tax collector. No matter where you live, as I read tonight, we went into another region.
if you remember. If not, go back and read the scriptures. So, you can't say Jesus is just calling from your neighborhood or your city or your state. No, he's calling from everywhere, in every society, every part of life. Jesus is calling. So, he called out the four fishermen first, and he told them to come and follow him. They didn't hesitate. Praise God. Are you going to hesitate? Are you going to renege on Jesus? Are you going to hold back and not follow when he calls? The call is to come. He bids us to come. Pray everywhere, everywhere, every society. They are all God's children. Praise God. And he all wants them to know who he is. You know, when we step out and follow Jesus, we can expect, yes, Lord God, thank you. We can expect the things, for things to happen. We can expect healings to take place. We can see lives changed. We can tell others so that they can get on the bandwagon, so that they can do great things for Christ. He wants to use us. He wants to use them. He said, come and follow me. And when they went and followed, they threw down their nets and followed Jesus, and they went about seeking whatever Jesus wanted them to do, being obedient. Being obedient, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Praise God. I want to be obedient. I want to be that one that will follow Jesus all the way. And I don't want to be like our friend when God told him, Jonah. I'm talking about Jonah. I call him our friend. When God told him to go. Well, we know Jonah did all kinds of things to keep from obeying God. He didn't want that task. You know, many times we say we don't want that task of being a pastor or preaching the gospel. They got so many that's running from the truth. And God is calling, you know, there are some that's out there on alcohol and drugs, and God is calling them, and they don't want to let loose. They don't want to turn loose of the world. Think about it. God is calling, and then some of them hear the call, and they turn, and they open up great churches, and they can tell the people. That's what God wants to use. That's what I'm saying. God wants to use us in every capacity. They can tell how they came out from under the spell of alcohol and drugs, how they went through prison walls and was delivered, and how they lost everything that they had, to follow Jesus. Think about it. I don't know what capacity of life that you're in. You might be high up in the government. You might be a school teacher. You might be a fisherman. Whatever you are tonight, let Jesus use you. Be one of his handmaid servants to tell somebody about Jesus. Come and follow Jesus. Come and follow Jesus. Let the word permeate in your spirit. Let the word be your guide. Let the word lead you and guide you into all truth. He says, study the word and show yourself approved so that you can speak this word with fervor to teach others. This is what it's here for. It's for us to lead others. We can show others what the words, what Jesus said, as I just did. I showed you how he called different ones from different walks of life to come to him and follow him, to obey him. Praise God. We love you tonight. We thank you for being here with us tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you will let this sink in. Come and follow me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He chose us and he will ordain us to go forth in his name to proclaim his goodness, his grace, and his mercy. It's sufficient for us. Yes, it is. It's enough to do anything that we want. Where we feels like we weak, he'll make us strong. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus will equip us with everything that we need. Yes, he will. He said he will equip us, and I believe him. Praise God. He said, I never seen the righteous forsaken begging for bread. Praise God. So God will equip us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I want to bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we leave tonight, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace all this week. I pray God's choice blessings upon you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If there's that you stand in need of this week, I pray God will shower it down on you. Because he said, there is no good thing will I withhold from those that walk upright before me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm believing God for you. Yes, we are. And this whole team, praise God. Oh, praise God. So join in with me, Sister Peggy and Sister Janice. Praise God. This team is a team together that have come together. Oh, to let you know to follow after Jesus. We pray for that son behind prison walls, that daughter behind prison walls, that one on drugs. We do lift them up before God, yes, we do. And then we pray that every hurt will be healed. Let God heal you. Let him heal you. Let him heal you, because he wants to heal you from inside. Us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's God. He's your Lord, and he's you, my God. Hallelujah. And he has loved us with an everlasting love. Have a good night now. Be back with us next week. Bye-bye.